Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my
America, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's our anniversary week. That's right. This is our celebration. We're celebrating 19 years of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm going to take a few minutes to talk about you. This segment, I want to talk a little bit about what happened in the beginning, what happened way back. I thought you might be interested in hearing about my entrepreneurial story. You've heard a lot of other entrepreneurial stories on this show, and I thought you might be interested in that. You know, as I say, we're starting our 20th anniversary, 20th year on the air this week. The 17th is the actual day, so we'll be coming up on that real soon. That'll be Thursday. We'll celebrate the actual day, but the week before I started doing my show, I came into my studio office, and I broadcast to nobody for a week. I'd never done this before. I broadcast to nobody for a week. I came in and did the show. There was nobody on the air. There was no studio, no network hooked up. And I just did a show to nobody, just so I could get used to getting in and out of the commercials, if nothing else. That was my dry run. That was my practice. And then on Monday, November 17th, 1997, I started my broadcast. We've been syndicated ever since. I mean, since day one, we were syndicated. And by the way, with Global American Broadcast, my network, Gab Radio, this is our 15th anniversary month with them. I went on the air with them 15 years ago, I should say. And they've been a great partner with us. But I was, as you may have heard me say before, I was an employee for 23 years, a good one. I had a lot of success as an employee, a lot of different levels, all the way up to the executive level. And in 89, I started my own consulting business after being downsized twice in 2 years. And so I started my own consulting company, and I began to... I began a consulting company with Jim Blasingame and Associates. My tagline was, I'm a vice president you can rent. And so I did that for a number of years. Then I said this. I said I was just arrogant enough to think that I had something to say to more than one person at a time. And I took a year to see if anybody else was doing this. This is way before the internet. The internet was just catching on in those days. There were no podcasts of any kind. And, you know, almost no one had broadband connection. And I said, if anybody else is doing this, anybody else is speaking to small business owners every day, if anybody else is doing it, I'm not going to do it. That's fine. But I couldn't find anyone who was doing it every day. Talking to small business owners about what it takes to be successful in a small business. No one was doing it, and I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And I started. Now, remember, when I began, I didn't have any sponsors. I was working my consulting job. I was doing my consulting work simultaneous. In fact, for 2 or 3 years, my clients didn't even know I had a radio show. I wasn't, in my market, I wasn't really talking about it. Because I was transitioning to a media company, the media company I have now, Small Business Network. I was making the transition. And then in 2001, I guess it was 2000, my first big sponsor was IBM. Oh, by the way, before that, it was Palo Alto Software. Tim Berry's company was a small sponsor. They did what they could to help me out, and I always appreciate them very much. And so anyway, our first national sponsor was IBM. That launched everything. That allowed me to really focus, to basically close out my my consulting company to focus on the media, focus on this, and so we've been doing it ever since. We've been broadcasting since '97, and then in '98, only 3 months, 2 months actually, 2 months after we started broadcasting, I started simulcasting on the internet. Now think about that. Almost no one had dial-up. I mean, everybody had dial-up, basically. Like 1-2% of the population had any kind of a broadband connection back in '97. In January of '98, I got the ability to simulcast my show, not only on the radio broadcast, but around the world on the internet. And we started doing it, and we've been doing it ever since. Find someone, ask around, find someone who's been simulcasting on the internet for almost 19 years. You won't find too many people. I'm not even sure who they, even some of the big guns on radio weren't simulcasting in those days. So we've been trying to make sure that wherever you are on planet Earth, if you're a small business, if you're interested in small business, we've been trying to make sure that you got what you needed. And of course, the other thing is the thing that makes our show different from a lot of other small business shows have popped up over the years. In fact, I've helped some people. I've helped a number of people start their own small business radio program. Believe it or not, I have. Because they've asked me, and I said, yeah, I'll help you. But no one else has been doing it. No one else is doing it every day, every weekday. No one else is doing this. And somebody asked me why, and I said, I don't think they want to work this hard. And so, anyway, 2 hours, every weekday you get the Small Business Advocate Show, and I just want you to know how much fun it's been for me over the years to be able to do this. In the second segment, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the other stuff that we've done over the years and have accomplished, and because we got another milestone coming up. I mean, actually, right now, this week is another milestone that I'm going to talk about. So I want you to just think about this, folks. Think about the story I just told you. You have a story like that, too. And you've got an anniversary. Sometime, one day back whenever you started your business, that's your milestone. That's your anniversary. You should think about that in advance. Develop a promotion. Plan a promotion. If you're not retail, if you're business to business, just put something out on social media. Come up with something. Do a press release. Let people know that you made it another year. That's a success story, my friends. Celebrate those milestones. Thank you for letting me celebrate mine. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.